It's early Sunday morning on the 21st of April, and I'm in London to watch the marathon. Helicopters are circling and there is a definite atmosphere building. Even though it's still quite quiet, it feels exciting.
Because they're not doing the marathon today.
No, no.
Where are you off to?
I'm going onto the route to support my daughter.
Oh, I make a podcast where I ask strangers where they're going.
Oh, right.
So I was just wondering, running with a map and a rucksack. Yes. Who's your daughter running for? Or is she running for a charity?
No, she's not actually this time.
Is she an elite runner?
She is a good for age runner.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
What time is she going for?
About 3:45.
You look like a family of maybe runners, because you look like a runner too.
Yes. I passed the baton over to her when I turned 80.
So. You're over 80?
Mm-hmm.
And you're still running?
Yes.
How many times a week?
5 times a week.
How many miles?
I do about 25 a week now.
Bloody hell. Have you always run?
I've run for 50 odd years now.
What is it about it?
It's just part of the day's routine, yeah. Yeah, my wife would say I was obsessed, but I'm not really.
Why do you keep doing it? Is it just routine or does it give you something?
No, it gives me a buzz and I don't feel, you know, if I'm injured and I can't run, I just get grumpy. So this keeps me out of mischief.
How many miles are you running down to find her?
Well, I'm going to Towerbridge. About 5 miles. Something like that.
Beautiful day for it.
Yes,
as well.
It is. It's a lovely day for long distance running.
Have a great day. Bye bye. See you on Tower Bridge. Excuse me. Hi. I make a podcast where I ask strangers where they're going.
Okay.
I have a sort of suspicion, but I wonder where you're going this morning.
Oh, we're going to support my mum and my sister, who are running the London Marathon.
You've been busy with the big pens.
We have been busy, yeah.
Let's see the sides.
So we got Rachel, my mum.
Yeah.
And then...
In rainbow colours.
In rainbow colours. And then Emily, who's my sister. And then we got Alex, who's my girlfriend's... colleague in work, which we're in front.
But only two people, so you're going to be like juggling signs.
Yeah, we're going to be juggling. Oh no, we're meeting up with a friend as well,
yeah.
Who will be
Alex's
girlfriend.
Yeah.
So it'll be one each.
Are they running in aid of anyone?
Yeah, so my mum and sister are running for WizKids, a charity which is good to our family, who support my little sister as well. And then Alex is running for
Independent Age to help the elderly. Oh. Yeah.
Tell me about WizKids. It's something I'm sort of aware of, but not really.
So it helps disabled children with wheelchair access, wheelchairs, and then just general life-to-life needs.
Yeah.
And it's something which is quite close to my family, like I said, it's my little sister, who has cerebral palsy.
Tell me about your little sister.
So, Catherine. Full of life. She absolutely loves WizKids because it has helped her a lot over the last few years. They even do, like... days out. A few months ago they just went on like a little day out where they went to go and see like animals, different animals from all over the world.
Wow.
Which is really cool. But yeah, she's pretty amazing.
A good cause to run for.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Do you remember when she was born?
Yes, yeah. I was, how old have I been?
12?
12, yeah, around 12 years old. But she's always been like a massive part of our family and
Really positive and happy and full of life, isn't she? Yeah.
I think the sibling relationship is really interesting, and I think particularly if you have a sibling with additional needs, it's a not very much talked about thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's difficult to talk about with other people. Like within the family it's very easy and like we know how to kind of go around it and like how to organise days out and whatever. But we were just actually talking on the way down, weren't we, about wheelchair access around and how difficult it can be to be in a wheelchair, be a wheelchair user.
You've got to think about everything, haven't
you?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, like even days out, you've got to think about where the drop-down curbs, where can we get into, is there steps, is there lifts?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I would say it started by some of the road signs now to walk shows as wheelchair accessible, which is really cool.
I didn't know that.
I think, it just kind of goes a long way.
Things you look out for now, isn't it? Yeah.
I think when you have someone in your family who needs a wheelchair, then you pick up on these things a lot more.
Also, aside from the practical thing, I think if you grow up with someone with additional needs, maybe as well as drop down curbs and stuff, you have to navigate yourself around their needs when you're growing up.
Yeah, definitely. So my mum and my stepdad, they've completely revamped the house, you know, just by making the doorways making the doorways slightly larger, completely flat through the house, living in a bungalow, access to the garden, to the front of the house as well, and even having like a van which can accommodate to the wheelchair as well is very important.
How do you think we deal with disability as a society? You've described your sister as like really positive, full of life, likes to get out and about, grateful for WizKids. Kids.
Yeah.
How do you think people not in your family who understand it see it?
I think it's quite a difficult question because I think a lot of people would be quite open to it and quite helpful, but I think a lot of people, I wouldn't say don't know about it, but choose to ignore it sometimes or just don't really bother to.
It's a bit of a taboo subject, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, do I address the fact that this lady's disabled or, I don't know, it's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah, for everyone.
What was it like growing up then, a teenager? I mean, you're a man now, coming to support it, talking openly, and you can kind of rationalise it. As a teenager, I guess that might have been different.
Yeah, it's a lot, well, I think a lot more difficult, a lot more upsetting to watch. It still is now. But I think being a teenager and growing up with Kitty, who was obviously in a wheelchair, and watching, like, if you would say to go out to Cardiff, like, people will cut up in front of the wheelchair or run in front of the wheelchair quick or, you know, not really pay attention to it. And I find that quite frustrating sometimes, but,
Are you protective of her?
Yeah, very.
That kind of feeling in your throat with your sibling if someone does something, you're like, well, now you're going to die.
Yeah.
And I think because you were older as well when she was born, I think you were more understanding of her needs.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it makes you more protective again.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I think Catherine going through school, you know, she's been to a few different schools over the years, and some schools haven't been very good, or some of the kids haven't been very good, and, you know, you can't blame children sometimes because they don't know, and but I think it goes a long way for the parents to kind of explain to younger children why some people use wheelchairs or other things to help them.
Just to talk about it.
Just to talk about it, be open with it. Yeah, definitely.
So your mum's a bit of a hero today then, taking her body around 26.2 miles. How's the training in the household gone?
She's been good.
She's dedicated. Yeah.
She's a bit nuts, my mum. She'll run a half marathon for fun on the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she is very nervous today, my sister. We had a quick phone call on the way in just to catch up and ask how things are going, but yeah, they'll smash it.
They've carbo loaded, they've got their trainers, they've got the gels.
All the gels, carb loaded, you know, I think
anti-chafing pants.
Oh, everything. Everything you can think of, they're covered. Yeah,
amazing.
Definitely.
So WizKids is the charity, the names are on your board, and where
Rachel
are you gonna go first?
Go into Covent Garden, go have some breakfast.
Yeah, priorities.
Carbo loading.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's hard work supported.
Yeah. And then we're going to go to mile 18, I
18,
think.
18, yeah, because Independent Age, which is the other charity, they've got a stand. So we've got a space there that we can stand and support.
Oh, great. Yes.
Yeah, so we don't have to fight people for spots.
Yeah.
Not sharpening your elbows.
Yeah. Yes.
Quite an emotional, I think it might be quite emotional.
Yes.
The marathon is, it might be, especially for you.
Yeah, I think it'll be quite emotional as well.
And Kitty's watching at home on telly?
Kitty is watching at home on telly.
She's going to spot you? She got your mum's colours down?
Yeah, we got everything down.
And the tracker, so you can track the numbers as well.
It's all sorted. Yeah. So,
and how much cash has your mum managed to raise?
They've raised about £2,000 each, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Which I think is their target, which is which is incredible.
Really, really good. I think they were quite nervous at the beginning, but they've managed it.
So more wheels and more trips for more kids.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Enjoy your breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Good luck. Good luck to your mum. Bye. Say hi to Kitty.
Yeah. maybe 2 weeks.
Thousand people reportedly crossed the finish line on Sunday. I stood and clapped halfway along the route on Tower Bridge, where loads of charities fly their flags, including WizKids. Then I moved to mile 23 to see the runners race for the end. I absolutely love watching this race, and I get emotional every single time.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a pub to have a beer because I've just run a marathon.
And what was your time? Because that to be at this point here, having done the marathon, you must have been really fast.
Yeah, it was a world record. No, it wasn't. It was 2:38.
Is that a PB?
Yes.
Amazing. How do you feel?
I feel thirsty.
And did you run it for charity or anything?
I'm affiliated with a charity, but I didn't run it for charity, but I ran it with the charity.
Which one's that?
It's Crystal Palace for Life Foundation. It's a... supports young children in South London, get them into sport.
Oh, cool. And how did you get into running before I let you go for a beer?
My dad bought me a marathon entry for my 19th birthday, and then from then I didn't stop running.
Seriously? So how many have you done?
Maybe like 30 or 40 or something.
Oh my God, and this is a personal best?
Yeah.
Tell me about the race. Was it just beautiful all the way through? Or
There's folks everywhere and just cheering and I think at some points your adrenaline really shoots up when the crowd goes, but at some points it's just relentless as well, so you don't even feel the benefit of it sometimes because it's just constant.
Yeah,
but great to see so many people out.
Yeah, it's an amazing atmosphere.
Yeah, when people have made signs and people have done all these things and to support others, and there were some people handing out sweets and other things, so it's a really good vibe.
And you've got your mate here. Have you got other people on the course cheering for you?
They've got the pint waiting. Yeah.
Congratulations. Thanks very much. Enjoy that sweet first sip of beer. You too, bye. Hello. Hi. I make a podcast called Where Are You Going, where I talk to strangers and ask them where they're going.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering where you're going.
We are going for a cocktail to celebrate now, I think, aren't we?
We are going to celebrate, definitely. She did really well.
Yeah. Tell me how well you did.
2:48:30.
Bloody hell.
No, I was going for 2:50, so I'm pretty happy. Yeah.
Is it your first marathon?
Fifth, but I haven't done one for 4 years.
So got so I felt fast, like... I had to retire. There's no point in competing with the wife.
So what was your PB then?
Oh, 3:12 we did together, didn't we?
Yeah, 4 years ago.
So she's absolutely smoking you.
Oh dear, yeah, I've retired.
When did you get into running?
2013, so 11 years ago.
Why?
Mainly to lose weight, and then I just got the bug. And it wasn't until I had my daughter 2 years ago, well, nearly 3 years ago now, that I started getting fast and competing.
What does it give you?
Anxiety the night before and then a complete elation the next day, yeah.
Just... And what about the training? What does running give you?
I don't know, just a massive sense of achievement, really. Yeah.
Structure, goals, all of it, yeah. You like the structure.
I don't really know how to describe it. I wish I could bottle the feeling when you've done a race, but yeah.
And when you started to lose a few pounds or whatever you were wanting to do, did you ever imagine this?
No, never. Because I was just saying to my brother-in-law last night, when I first started running, I was running in Primark shoes. I used to drink Red Bull to get like energy before I went out, and it was a far, far cry from... Yeah, and then I got a championship place for here, so...
Come on! And you've got a 2-and-a-bit-year-old at home.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So I love it. We're women.
Back to here later. Normal service resumes in a few hours, So.
And has she watched you on the telly?
Yeah.
She's been trying, yeah. I don't think they saw you, but they tried their hardest.
Oh, well.
What's next?
Well, it was meant to be a second baby, but I'm not sure now. I don't know, maybe more races, back to 10Ks, I think. Back to focusing on 10Ks and 5Ks.
So would you hold on? Would you delay having a baby to carry on racing?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
You're looking used to him.
Hey, listen, I just get told what to do.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. What's the cocktail going to be?
Aperol spritz.
Every time.
Thinking of it all the way around.
Enjoy. Bye.
I I hope Emily, Rachel and Alex enjoyed their run and that the pint and the cocktails slipped down a treat. Thank you to everyone who chatted to me on the day. It was wonderful. Thank you for listening. And if you're enjoying the podcast, which is produced by the team at Loftus Media, do share it with a running friend. Maybe they'd like to listen to this while they're training. My name's Catherine Carr. You can find me on X at Catherine E. Carr, and you can find the whole back catalogue of Where Are You Going podcasts at whereareyougoing.co.uk. Thanks for listening.